Welcome back to the Justin Rice Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about self-discipline. I recently heard one of the best explanations on why self-discipline is so important. And it went like this. Self-discipline is the strongest form of self-love. Self-discipline is ignoring what you want right now for something better later on. Discipline reveals the commitment you have to your dreams, especially on the days that you don't want to. The future you is depending on the current you to keep the promises that you made to yourself yesterday. Our future self is truly created based on our present self. So if you want to know who you're going to become in the future, start by looking at who you are being in the present moment. So remember this the next time you decide to skip that workout or miss that meditation or procrastinate on your dreams. Our lives are truly composed of the present moment. Our lives are here and now. So many of us think that our lives will miraculously get better in the future without focusing and being present in our lives right now. And when we start to be present in our lives and we start to focus on the small daily habits throughout our day, our lives begin to improve. So today, begin to focus on your day-to-day life, your day-to-day habits, how you wake up in the morning, how you are throughout traffic, how you are throughout your encounters with people at the grocery store. Every single moment is an opportunity to step into your future self in the present moment. And when we start to become conscious of how we talk, how we walk, and how we are throughout our day, our lives then begin to shift. It is our current self, the energy that we're emitting each and every single day, that then draws our future self to us, and we actually begin to become that version of ourself in the present moment. Our society has constructed a way in which we believe that we need something outside of us to begin to create our dreams, whether it's a pharmaceutical or a supplement or a new diet or something outside of us, a new wardrobe, a new car, a new whatever it is, some material item outside of us to begin to change our lives. And I've always been a proponent and a speaker of the power of our thoughts and the power of our emotions. So when we begin to change our thoughts on a day-to-day basis, when we begin to become conscious of those small little moments throughout our day, we begin to see something called synchronicities occur. It's when we begin to see opportunities come to us that are essentially showing us that we are changing in the present moment. They are opportunities that are showing us that our energy is actually shifting to a new version of ourselves, revealing that we are on the path to becoming that new self. So today, just take a moment to think about and reflect upon who you have been and who you would like to be. And during your day tomorrow or tonight, begin embracing that future life in the present moment. Begin feeling those emotions that you would feel. How would you feel if you were waking up into your dream life? How would you walk? What kind of energy would you emit? Give this a try. Be the experimenter in your life. And when you do this consistently, which is a form of self-discipline, you will soon see the rewards begin to be created in your life. Do not think that your life will miraculously change overnight. Our lives are composed of every single day, every single moment. So when we begin to get that workout in consistently, it shows that you are investing into your future self, a fit version of yourself, a healthy version of yourself. When we begin to take time to learn about investing, when we take time to learn about finances, we are depositing into our mind and into our bank account investments that are going to be reaped and sowed in the future. When we take time each day to learn new information, read books, podcasts, we are essentially creating new neurological patterns within our brain to embrace new information, which will essentially help our current self become our future self. When we begin to invest in relationships and spend time with people who we'd like to become more like, we are neurologically changing. Research has shown that people change people. When we spend time around mentors or those who are in the positions that we would like to be in, we are becoming more like them. So take time to take inventory of each area of your life and decide how you would like that area of your life to look in your mind and in your heart, and begin to embrace that every single day. Discipline is a part of all of this. We cannot just work out one day. We cannot just read one sentence of a book. We cannot just listen to one podcast or take a small action and think that it's going to drastically change our lives. This requires us to do this on a consistent basis, on a day-to-day basis. And when we consistently show up every single day to embody that new vision of ourselves or that new vision of our lives, then our lives change. It is essentially showing ourselves who we want to be. I'm not sure what you believe in, whether you believe in a higher power or a God or a consciousness or an energy, but when we begin to consistently show up, we are showing the divine, we are showing God, energy, consciousness, higher power, whatever you believe in, we are showing it, this is who I want to be, and this is what I would like to have, how I would like to be of influence or of impact, and ultimately what I would like to create. And in return, those seeds that we plant within our own minds and own hearts, they begin to blossom. And over time, those seeds begin to become nourished and eventually begin to sprout and eventually become that new tree or plant within our own minds. And soon enough, those seeds that were once very small become oak trees. And before you know it, your lives will begin to change. So today, remember that self-discipline is so important. Self-discipline is the strongest form of love. Self-discipline is ignoring what you want right now for something better later on. Discipline reveals the commitment you have to your dreams, especially on the days that you don't want to. The future you is depending on the current you to keep the promises that you made to yourself yesterday. So remember this today, that our future self is created based on our present current self. So if you want to know who you will become in the future, start by looking at who you are becoming and being in the present moment. Remember this, the next time you decide to skip that workout, miss that meditation, or procrastinate on your dreams. Yours truly, Justin Rice. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Peace, love, and blessings to you all.